This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
If you've ever wondered about the dark psychology behind history's most notorious murderers, Mind of a Serial Killer is the podcast for you. Find Mind of a Serial Killer on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show them what time it is!
Is over, and it's time to talk about what happened. We'll go inside the locker room, dive into the numbers, and take your calls on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, your locally owned national freight service provider. Success drives them. Let's get to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to talk about today's game on The Fan.
Oh, buddy, I don't think you could have asked for a better game out of this Green Bay Packers team on Thanksgiving. I don't think you could have asked for anything better than this. I don't. That was about as good as it gets from all perspectives. All perspectives. You can even talk special teams. They muff a punt, you recover it, sets up your first score. Field goal kicker didn't miss a kick all night long. How nice is that, by the way, Tommy Wirtz? The fact that you no longer have to worry whether or not your kicker can make a field goal when he comes out onto the field. I literally expect Brandon McManus to make every kick when he walks out there.
Isn't it like Braden Narveson was this year? That feels so long ago. Oh, it's just a completely different team.
Oh my god.
Completely different vibes.
Yeah. I'm so happy that Brandon McManus is this kicker because I don't have to worry about it anymore. Packers win 30-7 over the Miami Dolphins. And again, we want to hear from you, right? Nicolay Law fan, talk and text line. Let's go, people. Let's celebrate. Let's be thankful for this Packers football team tonight. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Talk. Or text. You can do either one, right? You can text us, and our guy Tommy Wirtz, producer extraordinaire, other side of the glass, will read your text. If you call in, you and I will talk on the air. Either way you want to go, we're here for you right away after the game like we always are. 414-677-1250. We'll hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear from Jordan Love. All of that fun stuff. Do you know what made this game so cool to me? Personally, what made this so cool? Guys that have been struggling throughout the season made plays again. Specifically, I'm talking on the defensive side of the football. Again, Lucas Van Ness gets a sack. Again, Quay Walker has an impact. Kenny Clark, who's been missing in action for a while, he's making plays out there tonight on the Packers' defensive side of the ball. Right? Rashawn Gary was consistent tonight trying to get home to Tua and making some plays. He was consistent. And McDuffie? Hey, man. We get to the MVP. I know Jordan Love's going to be the MVP. But McDuffie on defense, stud. He was awesome tonight. Very happy by his performance. And you pretty much negated this Dolphins team without Jaire Alexander. The speed of Hill, the speed of Waddle. Jonnu Smith had his way, but that's fine. They were going to play zone, and they're going to keep everything in front of them, which is exactly what we talked about on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, on Wednesday and Tuesday when we talked about this game. That's exactly how they should have played it. Josh Jacobs with a gigantic run after catch. Longest reception of his career. I'm so happy. Jordan Love, clean football game again. No interceptions for Jordan Love back-to-back weeks. That's a beautiful thing. The Lions, they're on deck, right? Next Thursday. A week from tonight, you get the Lions, who should have choked that game away against the Bears had they had anybody that knew what they were doing on the coaching staff. But that's all right. If I'm a Lions fan, if I'm a Lions player, if I'm a Lions coach, and I'm watching this game tonight, you know what I'm thinking? Hot damn, get ready, because this is not going to be fun. This is not going to be fun. I am so happy and so thankful for what we saw tonight. It was simply outstanding. And now on my TV, I see my guy, Leroy Butler, up there doing the whole thing. He made all the food. I don't know if y'all were paying attention to this or not during the game, but he made all the food. Jordan Love's finally going to get eat some turkey because he got screwed last year, if you remember correctly. Josh Jacobs is going to get some turkey. Christian Watson's out there. We'll play all this back for you after it's all said and done. But man, it was great tonight, right? How are you not excited about this one? Nicolay Law, fan talk and text line. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Don't forget tomorrow morning, all of our shows, local, doing it again tomorrow. Andy Herman, Pack-A-Day radio show, 8 to 9 o'clock. 9 to 11, the Mason Crosby show. Yes, Mason's working tomorrow. Yes, he is, with Mitch Thunder Nellis. Crazy Takes, Tommy Wirtz over there. I'll be here for both shows tomorrow. Wisconsin Sports Daily tomorrow afternoon, 2 to 5, myself, Charlie Usen. We have Wes Hotkowitz from Packers.com on at 2:40. We have Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, on at 3:20 tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a really fun show tomorrow afternoon. All right, let's get to the calls. Tommy will watch the texts, and let's rock and roll and talk about this Packers victory here on Thanksgiving night, 30-17. Greg in Waukesha, you're first up here on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, as we broadcast from the 1250 and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how can you not love this win, Sparky?
Awesome.
I mean, I'm just so happy. A 30-point game, and we need to see more of these, 30 points or more wins. But, this is awesome. And, man, what a pickup McManus has been. I was questioning at first, because we've had trouble with kickers lately, past few years. But McManus, man, he's our guy. He's definitely carrying that G with him. So, happy Thanksgiving to you, Sparky, and to you, Tommy. And I'm definitely gonna go and celebrate after this Packer win.
Greg, so. What did you have today for Thanksgiving? What was your favorite part of Thanksgiving? What you ate today?
We went to a place in Hartford, really good buffet place. I'm not going to say the name on air, but the green bean casserole.
You went to the Mine Shaft?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. You could say Mind Chef. We all know about the Mind Chef. Josh Jacobs just left with the turkey and the mac and cheese. He's walking off the field. He just took it all from those players. It's not very nice.
Green bean casserole would be my thing.
Yep,
so.
I had that today myself. All right, Greg, thanks for the call. Man, Leroy Butler, man, living the life. That's all I got to say. That is his mac and cheese right there. That is Leroy Butler's mac and cheese that so many of us have. He made the turducken or whatever the heck he called it, and yams, I think he made, and a bunch of other stuff.
Some collard greens
on there. Yeah, collard greens. He said that was a part of the deal. There goes Josh Jacobs with all the food. I hope he shares with the rest of his teammates. Man, that's good stuff. All right, moving on. Let's go. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Celebrating a Packers victory today. And I know a lot of you are probably on your phones online buying stuff as everything is on sale right now. I know some of you will be out in the stores tomorrow when you're driving around. Keep the fan tuned in. We'll be talking about this game all day tomorrow. Block in Waukesha, you are up next here on The Fan. What's up, Block?
Okay, so I have a question and I have a take for you, sir. Okay?
Sure.
You ready for this?
Yeah.
So I'll start with the take first. If they win next week, I actually think they're the Super Bowl favorites in the NFC. Now, they won't have the easiest path because I find it almost impossible to think that they're going to be able to get the one seed home field advantage throughout the playoffs. Because even if they win next week, they won't have the tiebreaker against Detroit. So that would mean Detroit would have to lose probably at least two more times if the Packers run the table, and that's a lot to ask. But, and this is my factual evidence in defending my point. Did you know they haven't had less than 350 yards of offense the entire season? Did you know that?
I did not know that. No.
It's insane. Well, what happens is when they struggle, they get in the red zone, Love throws a pick, or they go for it on fourth, or whatever the reason is, they only end up with like 20-something points versus 30-something points, and that's the difference in total offense. I guess my question for you is, do you think if they're a wild card, which is probably projected of what they're going to be, do you think they can make a Super Bowl run?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't care where they – you say wild card. I don't care where they get in as far as the playoffs go. Yes.
There's no way they won't get in, though.
No, like, they're absolutely in. But, again, they have more than enough to make a Super Bowl run. Like, I want Jair back. I think that's a big piece of this. But – I still think they have enough to make a Super Bowl run right now. Offensively, they're clicking. You can just tell it. Jordan Love looked really good tonight again, making good decisions. That one play he made off to the right where he was under pressure, off script, whatever you want to call it, and Jaden Reed pulls that in with one hand in front of that defender. That's a great play, right? He makes that great throw, Watson downfield, makes that throw, should have been pass interference there at the end, didn't get it. But there are things you look at, I think, with this team right now, and then you factor in LaFleur's coaching, and you just feel really good about things. Like, I'm sure some people will disagree, but I don't worry about getting out-coached by Nick Sirianni in a game against Philly. I don't worry about Sirianni out-coaching LaFleur, right? And then it's Dan Campbell versus LaFleur as well, and you just feel like Dan Campbell's going to go for fourth downs in dumb situations and gamble, and when you have a wild card coach like that, yes, sometimes it works and you benefit, and other times it backfires and you lose, so that's kind of a big wild card.
Right, and I think offensively, they have every weapon possible, right? I don't need to go through it.
Correct.
I think if they're going to make a run, the defensive front needs to be the answer for this. Van Ness and Gary and Clark need to get to the quarterback. I know you got a bunch of calls to get to, so I just want to say one thing that I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my goddaughter. I'm going to Disney World next week. I'm going to get her something great because she's amazing. See you later.
That Godfather, though, is a little weird, but yeah, I mean, you're probably right, Block. Take care. There he is, Block in Waukesha. My daughter's Godfather. That's why he's saying that. That's okay, though. All right, we haven't heard from our guy, Tommy Wirtz. Not yet, Tommy. Let's go to Jim in West Dallas. I'll just mess with him. Jim in West Dallas, your next Green Bay football postgame show, driven by Young Express, after a big win for the Packers over the Dolphins on Thanksgiving night. What's up, Jim?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky? How you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. It's Thanksgiving. I had a lot of great food. Spent time with the family today. See an easy Packers victory, which I wasn't sure was going to happen. Very, very happy. How was your Thanksgiving?
I was at work, so I'm going to go celebrate right now.
Good.
I'm just getting off of work.
Good.
So Sparky, I liked the first half. The second half, I have a question because of the offense could muster only up to 6 points, and that's my only concern because the big game, we have Detroit next week, right?
Yep, Thursday.
Thursday. So, we got a week to prepare, and that's the only thing. I think for us is the second half because Detroit going to come at us hard.
Sure they are.
They going to come, and they at home. So if we can win this game, and then if Detroit can lose, we'll be tied for first, because we got to get Minnesota and we got to get Detroit. I love this win, but let's score more in the second half. So thank you, Sparky. Happy Thanksgiving for everybody that's listening.
You betcha, buddy. Take care. Thank you, Jim. Yep. Appreciate it. There's Jim in West Allis checking in. You could check in as well. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and Text Line. Let's celebrate together. Let's be thankful for the Packers. Let's be thankful for Jordan Love, for Matt LaFleur, Josh Jacobs. Name them all. It's a beautiful thing. I'm thankful that Tommy Wirtz is here producing the show and able to read your text and screen your calls and do all that fun stuff. Cut all the highlights. We'll play here coming up in a little bit as well. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. Packers come up. They get the victory today. And do it in, I would say, very convincing fashion. It was really never in doubt at any point as the Packers get the win 30-17. Back with more of your calls, back with more of your texts. We'll hear from Tommy Wirtz coming up in the next segment as well. We will. I swear to God, we will. I don't think he believes me, but we are going to hear from him next. Yes. Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express. Live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here.
Let's go inside the box score. Built by Steelwind Industries, a family-owned and operated heavy-duty fabrication facility located in Oak Creek. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, so the Packers get the victory. Never in doubt today, 30-17 over the Miami Dolphins. Now, what are they now? 9-3 on the season. Guaranteeing themselves of another winning season for Matt LaFleur and this team. Putting themselves in an even better position to be in the playoffs when all is said and done. And want to hear from you as well. As we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, it is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express. The Sparky Pfeiffer here. Tommy Wirtz, producer extraordinaire, on the other side of the glass. You heard Steelwind Industries is a sponsor of this segment, and Steelwind Industries also a sponsor of the 18th annual Fan Toy Drive. That 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan do each and every year, along with Kiss FM this year too. It will be out at Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek all next week, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Taking your toys and cash donations. You can donate online as well. You can do that right now if you'd like. It's already up and ready to go ahead of next week. All you got to do is go to thefanmilwaukee.com. All of this goes towards Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest, and we'll be doing Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's all week long from 2 to 5 out there. So look forward to seeing everybody out there. We'll go inside the box score, but first, I told Tommy Wirtz we could hear from him in this segment. And if you want to jump aboard, you can too. Nicolay Law, Fan Talk and Text Line. Let's celebrate together here on Thanksgiving. 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. I know people like to call and complain whenever things go wrong, but when things go really, really well like they did tonight, we should also celebrate those moments too. Tommy Wirtz, what you got?
Spark, you know what I'm thankful for? Would you like to know what I'm thankful
Your
for?
Your girl?
I am,
your girl,
hey,
that she didn't, like, wow, you know, be done with you after you were super late the first time and
all
gave
right
you a second chance. And
hello
then,
from
and
under
then
the
you
bus
had another issue on the third date, and somehow
okay
or another she's still hanging with you.
That, right.
Yeah, you should be thankful for her. I agree. You should be thankful
How
for
about
her
new beginnings? That's what I would like to say. To
new
beginnings.
You have a new girl?
No. Oh. But I can lump that in with this.
Oh, so she's a new beginning.
For the Las Vegas Raiders. I am thankful for the New York Giants.
Ah.
I am thankful for Boston College University. I am thankful for all the new faces that we've gotten to see in Green Bay. I am thankful to Joe Douglas for giving us a free second round pick for the guy who used to play quarterback before Jordan Love, because it's awesome. These last few weeks have been awesome to see from all the production standpoint. And really what I want to highlight when I bring that up, let's talk about the defense's pressure that they had today and the guys that we have been asking to see more out of. The interior defensive line, Kenny Clark was a menace today. The edge rushers between Lucas Van Ness, now back-to-back games, getting to the quarterback. No one even knew who Brenton Cox was coming into this season, and he gets in there on pressure. Rashawn Gary forcing some pressures. And, of course, the men that we have called out all season, those interior linebackers, maybe the best game of Trent McDuffie's career, and Quay Walker has taken offense to all the statements we have made the last 2 weeks, because that is a new man on a mission right now. I know the offense put up 30 points. Jordan Love didn't throw a pick. That's great. But the defense, this was a team that could absolutely take the top off the ball. And really, Tyreek Hill's stats, a little inflated at the end of the game. Jalen Waddle,
for sure.
Nothing crazy going on there either.
Jonnu Smith, those numbers are legitimate. But the receivers, I agree with you. Yes.
An awesome performance from the defense today. I would love to give some shout-outs to those corners who filled in today with no Jair. And Valentine got hurt on the first kick. Which one am I thinking of
Valentine.
Here? Valentine.
Valentine got yanked early for Stokes, though. And then they eventually were both out there. But neither one got embarrassed.
No one got embarrassed on defense today.
Mm-mm.
This is an awesome day, and Jeff Hafley is who I am most thankful for of all of them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you can be excited by what you saw today. Again, you go right back to the first half. It was a well-oiled machine.
He's just yanks it. Fake to Jacobs. Love. Touchdown, Reed. Jaden Reed connects and leaps.
What a throw by Jordan Love. They're trying to show you play action. Heck of a throw, heck of a conversion for the touch.
No doubt about it. Can I file a complaint about this? About this broadcast? Can I file a complaint? I don't know where I file it at, so I'm going to do it right here on the radio.
Do it to me.
Keep Jason Garrett off my Thanksgiving broadcast. Keep Jason Garrett off my Thanksgiving broadcast for the Packers. I don't need to see him. I just kept thinking back about him beating us in Dallas back in the day. I'm old, so I remember this crap. I saw him, and I was like, you got to be kidding me, man. Isn't there anybody else going to do this broadcast? Let Ross Tucker do some TV. Let him do the damn broadcast.
Yeah, I guess
Put Baldinger on as an analyst. We got him on Wisconsin Sports Daily tomorrow at 3:20. Put Baldinger on. I don't want Jason Garrett. Why not give me Eggman and Buck? That would be just if not worse. Daryl Johnson, Moose, is he available? Throw Michael Irvin on.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
TV. No Cowboys. No Cowboys. Ugh.
Jason Garrett. No, not a fan. But that highlight, courtesy of NBC. I love Mike Tirico, though. Like, Mike Tirico can call absolutely anything he wants, and I'm all in. Anything. Basketball, football, don't care. I don't know if he's ever called baseball. I don't think so. But if he wanted to call baseball, I'm in on Mike Tirico for baseball as well. But yeah, I just had to get that out there because it was annoying to me that I had to watch and listen to Jason Garrett. So that's the first touchdown, Jaden Reed, who kind of been missing in action a little bit there for several weeks during the course of the middle of the season, and came back today and had a fairly good day. How about this dude here? Now, again, not a lot of yards rushing, but found the end zone.
And 19,
second and goal. Jacobs. Touchdown, Green Bay. They almost got to Love before the handoff, but Jacobs takes it in.
Yeah. If they would have tackled Love on that play and he wouldn't have got that handoff, I would have lost my mind. Because that was close, Tommy Wirtz.
Yeah, I thought they were going to get to him, and luckily it didn't affect the handoff there. But Josh Jacobs on the goal line is different animal, too. So I don't know what got blown up there up the middle. The offensive line had
nothing got blown up. They never touched him. I think a left hand got on him. That was the extent of it.
The offensive line played great other than that play, it felt like, today.
Yeah. All right. Lots more to get to as far as going inside the box score here. And again, brought to you by our friends over there at Steel Wind Industries. Packers win 30-17. Jordan Love tonight, 21 of 28, 274, two touchdowns, no interceptions. How about this? No sacks either. No sacks. 129.2 quarterback rating. I'd say that's kind of like last year, for the most part, right? Wouldn't you say? This was a little vintage Jordan Love second half of last year.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, kind of looked like Jordan Love second half last year to me.
And we're getting to December, which Matt LaFleur, I'm pretty sure, is still undefeated in December.
Don't say that, man.
Just had to say it.
Don't. No, you don't have to say it, man.
That's the confidence I'm
rolling
with.
Don't say that, man. Josh Jacobs, 19 carries, 43 yards, a touchdown, 2.3 average. Not great. But you know what is great? LaFleur didn't stop running. Even though they had a beat on it, he kept doing it. Had to keep him honest. This is what I have always complained about with coaches in the past in Green Bay. Oh, it's not working after seven carries. We're done. And we're going to throw the rest of the game and give him one or two more carries because it's not working. At least he kept going back to the well. So, fan of that. Chris Brooks, 3 for 28. Had a nice run there. Longest run that he's had all year, 18-yard run. Jaden Reed, 1 for 23. And Emmanuel Wilson, 2 for 20. That's our guy, Tommy Wirtz's guy. Receiving, Tucker Kraft, 6 for 78, 7 targets. I'm sorry. We always talk about in December, man, nobody want to tackle A.J. Dillon. Man, nobody wants to tackle Eddie Lacy. Man, nobody's going to want to tackle Josh Jacobs. Ain't nobody want to tackle Tucker Kraft any month of the year. Screw December. Any month, nobody wants to tackle Tucker Kraft right now. This dude is a monster, Tommy.
When he gets the ball in his hands, he is so good after the catch. And you're talking about that play where he just put his shoulder down on his
at the end. Oh my
sixth
God.
Or seventh catch. He is a stud, man. And you know he's a South Dakota State boy. Yep. I mean, he's been playing in them cold for a long time. He's not afraid of the cold.
Yes. Yeah, no doubt. 6 for 78 for Tucker Kraft. Josh Jacobs, 4 for 74. And you know what? Josh Jacobs, not only did he have 4 for 74, but he also is another guy that while he didn't have necessarily the big game as far as, you know, 150 yards rushing or anything like that, the one thing that he did have was this catch and run right here.
And the motion is staying with the pass game here. Love plunges it, checks it down. Josh Jacobs, oh, beautiful move by Jacobs. Wow, that was great. Terrell Dodson left him in the dust, and he comes back to finally get him 40 yards later. What a move by Jacobs on Dodson. Wow.
The highlight courtesy of NBC. I was losing my mind in here. He put his foot in the ground. The dude went to get up and he went left and the dude would have got nothing. I was like, oh my goodness. Again, they don't throw it a ton to him necessarily. They never did in Las Vegas. Back to the whole Raiders thing Tommy brought up earlier. They never threw it to him in Las Vegas.
But when you do that, and then you see Jordan Love's face after he does it, like, damn. I mean, that was sweet.
That was an elusive back move, right? He's supposed to be the power guy.
That's like Aaron Jones-esque
That's a great way to put it. Yes. I didn't even think of that. But he, you know, you can't look at his rush numbers and think, oh, he didn't have a good game. He was very important today.
Yes, very, very important. And again, don't have to run for 5-6 yards on an average in order to be successful in doing what they ask you to do out there on the football field. And again, Jordan Love really, I don't think, really made any horrible decisions at the end of the day. He really didn't. Now, would you have liked a better throw to Watson when he had double coverage beat, right? More on the money, so he didn't have to come back for it? Should have been pass interference. Yes. He had, dude, who did he have early? Was that Watson? And he threw, or was it Reed? It was Reed, I think. And he overthrew him by a few yards. That would have been a touchdown, too. Literally, there were two plays where he would have had two home run touchdown throws had he thrown the ball better. But the fact that these guys continuously are getting behind the corner and the safety in this game does not bode well for Detroit next Thursday night, because they're all kinds of beat up in Detroit right now on defense. So if they don't get somebody back or some people back, it could be a long day for Detroit on defense next Thursday.
Yeah, and Watson's catching balls. Wicks caught a nice one today. He almost caused the turnover himself, too. But,
yes,
you know, the core is deep, man. I know we've questioned it. This was a game that really stood out. I know they were a little banged up, but Jalen Ramsey played today. I mean, that's their number one guy. And they found a way to make it work. I don't know who they're going to have to answer Tucker Kraft, because you saw today, you need him involved in the game plan as well, because he's just a great safety net for Jordan Love, and you never know what he can do when he gets the ball in his hands afterwards, too.
Absolutely right. All right, so the Green Bay Packers do their thing there, and we got to get through the rest of these guys. Let's see. Christian Watson, 2 for 67. Like we said, he had a 46-yard catch. Dontavian Wicks, 4 for 30, and a drop early. And I literally tweeted out after that drop, I'm really getting sick of these drops every week. Really getting sick of it. Really have had my fill. Reed had a drop. He had a drop. Like, man. Jaden Reed, 3 for 24. 2 touchdowns for him. Chris Brooks, 2 catches for 1 yard. On the defensive side of the ball, we'll go over that when we get into the defensive play of the game. We'll do that coming up next. Also, got to let you hear from what happened after the game when Leroy Butler was being a part of the deal with Melissa Stark, going with the turkey or the turducken, whatever the heck Leroy made, his mac and cheese, the yams, the collard greens, all that stuff. We'll play some of that back for you, too, before we get out of here for you tonight. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, people. Driven by Young Express. Live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Still time for you to hop aboard if you'd like. Let's talk about it. Let's celebrate it here on Thanksgiving night. Nicolay Law Fan Talking Text Line, 414-677-1250.
414-677-1250. Show them what time it is!
The game is over, and it's time to talk about what happened. We'll go inside the locker room, dive into the numbers, and take your calls on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show. Driven by Young Express, your locally owned national freight service provider. Success drives them. Let's get to Steve Sparky Pfeiffer to talk about today's game on The Fan.
Packers get the win. It was a beautiful thing. It was never, ever in doubt in this one. 30-17. Over the Miami Dolphins, as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM at 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. You heard our voice person talk about driven by Young Express, and it is indeed driven by Young Express. And right now, Young Express looking for full-time independent contractors that can drive locally within about 250 miles of Milwaukee. This is a cool thing. It's perfect if you're maybe out of high school, college, still not really knowing what you want to do necessarily. Perfect for people that are retired looking for something to do as a second career a second opportunity to do something else. 99% no-touch freight. You're driving for a living. That's it. You're going from point A to point B. The freight is loaded and offloaded for you, so all you have to do is worry about driving. Looking for people that have cargo vans, sprinter vans as well. Again, full-time independent contractors looking for people to drive locally within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's J-U-N-G express.com. Young Express. Success drives them.
As mentioned tonight, concussion suffered last week. Jaden Reed, they get involved a lot in the run game. His 13th run of the year. Still going to the 47-yard line.
17-yard run there for Jaden Reed. Highlight courtesy of NBC. Nate Tice tweeted this out. This was the Packers' seventh explosive gain of 12 or more yards. Designed run to a wide receiver this season. Most in the NFL per True Media Sports. The Lions are second with four. 11 teams in the NFL don't have one. Jaden Reed by himself has five.
Wow.
So the Packers have seven total. Jaden Reed has five of the seven. Jaden Reed by himself has more than the second team, the Lions, who have four total.
He's a stud, man. I love him. I think he's got an awesome role with this offense. I know that a lot of teams think you need a true number one to be successful. I don't think the Packers have one. I know Romeo Doubs has snuck into that role. Mind you, they did all this without Romeo Doubs today. We still haven't mentioned. And Jaden Reed, while he's not the number one, he is the most valuable on this team. He is so gadgety. You can put him in anywhere on the offense. He can run the ball in the slot, on the outside. Doesn't matter. He makes plays. That's all he does.
What are you happy with tonight's game against the Miami Dolphins? What are you thankful for in the game tonight? Nicolay Law Fan Talk and text line 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250. How about this one from Ryan Wood earlier in the game? After Wicks had his drop, right? Dontayvion Wicks had his drop. He was still out there blocking and doing other stuff. Ryan Wood, two straight tremendous blocks from Dontayvion Wicks. Sprung Chris Brooks for 6 yards on a screen pass to set up third and short. Then sealed Dolphin safety Jordan Poyer to the sideline on Jaden Reed's 12-yard touchdown run. Certainly laudable how Wicks is blocking even with the drops. That is something Matt LaFleur has preached since he's gotten here. You want to play wide receiver for us? You have to be able to block and block well as far as whether it be screen passes for the wide receiver, whether it be for a running back, whatever the case may be. You have to be able to block. The rest of it will figure out. But if you can't block, you're not going to be out there that much. And these receivers all do their job in that aspect, Tommy.
And it also it gave Tucker Kraft a job. Yes. I mean, he came into this year as the number two tight end. It was Musgrave that was going to be the guy. And he was the guy last year, I guess.
No, he wasn't. I think last year, Kraft stuck out more than Musgrave did by the end of the year.
Well, let's say that he got more opportunities in the beginning and they wanted him to be the guy.
Yeah,
what has happened to Luke Musgrave?
Hurt.
I don't even... Well, Tucker Kraft is...
Can't be available. Can't play.
Absolutely dominating that role and that position right now. And his run blocking got him these opportunities. And now he's able to go out there like Kittle or Kelsey, whoever you want to compare him
right to,
and go out there and make plays with the ball in his hand.
Absolutely. And again, there's just so many things to be excited about when you talk about this football team right now after what you saw from the team tonight. For instance, Christian Watson drops that wide open pass last week, right? Christian Watson comes back and does this.
And our team's up.
Here's the communication of 36. Love.
I like Kersey Van MC. That was a diving catch by Watson. Got up and then continued to run. And you know, they talked about on the broadcast that was just eating away at Watson after that play. But I make the catch 1,000 times. And then you miss it. So now it's kind of like, make the play. I text Tommy Wirtz after that play. Because he's here cutting highlights. I'm at home. I leave about mid-third and then I drive in. I was like, hey, man, make sure you get that. What did you say to me?
I said... Oh, you know I did. You got to cut the ones he does catch.
See?
just a jerk. Yeah. Like, what did Christian Watson do to you? It's Thanksgiving, man, and you got some snarky, smart aleck response about Christian Watson. It made me laugh. I laughed out loud on my couch. It was like, what's so funny? And then I read the text to her. But, yeah, it made me laugh. It was funny, but come on.
I was in person for the Minnesota one, and my heart was ripped out for me that day. And then last week was, you know, flashbacks after it happened. That was a great catch. And he needs to be more than a decoy. He needs to be more than a guy that just goes downfield just to take away defenders. He's got to make plays. They drafted him high. They have high expectations for him. He's finally healthy this year. He's got to go out and make plays. That was a huge play for Christian Watson.
Absolutely. And it's funny, they brought up on the broadcast that LaFleur told them in their production meeting or whatever that Watson was going to have a big game for them to have a chance at this thing. In order to win, he was going to have the big game. He didn't. And they still pretty much dominated this game, even without him having a big game. But he did make plays. And that's what you want to see.
He also broke up that interception on the Dontavian Wicks.
Well, right. And if he catches the ball, there is no interception.
Right.
That wasn't Jordan Love's fault to begin with.
No.
Wicks just catches the damn ball. But Watson came back and had to play DB and knocked the ball away.
Huge play, by the way, because that would have really swung some momentum.
No question about it. Now, Andrew Brandt, our guy, was on your show, on the Mason Crosby show, this last week, correct?
He was.
And you can go and listen to that at thefanmilwaukee.com. Go back, listen to it on your Odyssey app. Very good interview with Andrew Brandt. But check this tweet out earlier. I laughed. 2024 compensation, meaning what guys are making. Tyree Hill is making $26 million this year. Jaylen Waddle is making $20 million this year. Quick math, $46 million for those two wide receivers.
Nice.
That does not include, you know, anybody else, just those two wide receivers. The Packers' seven receivers combined are making $8 million. $46 million for those two, $8 million for the Packers' seven receivers.
You wonder if they always say the recipe to find the successful window is to find that quarterback early in their rookie contract, right? I mean, could the Packers have cracked a new code if you can get receiver depth in that rookie window there?
Can we just say something about that? So, I don't think this is likely to happen very often in the NFL, where you are literally playing with first and second year wide receivers and tight ends, and they all have success together with a first year starter. Forget what year Love was, that he sat for, you know, 3 years, whatever. Just put that whatever year. I don't care if it's a rookie starter, second year starter, third year starter, whatever. But you put all of that inexperience at all the skill positions out there outside of running back, and that offense does what they did in the second half last year. After going through the bumps, they don't quit. They turn into a super powerful offense by the end of the year. Smoke the Cowboys. That's unbelievable. Now you come back this year and your quarterback first has a sprained MCL, then hurts his groin, finally uses a bye week to get healthy, and now looks very similar to how he looked in the second half of last year. And this offense is clicking and going again. The running back you get in the offseason to pay all this money to replaces a guy that was doing just fine, just couldn't stay healthy, in Aaron Jones. And he is doing it better than Aaron Jones was doing it for the most part at this point. Like I mean, we could say, oh, well, yeah, go copy and do what the Packers do. Good luck. You're going to have to draft unbelievably well to pull it off.
Yes.
And Brian Gutekunst, I'm sorry, he didn't win Executive of the Year last year, I don't believe. And he's not going to win Executive of the Year this year either, probably. But darn it anyhow, I don't know how people don't realize what he's done on the offensive side of this football team. It's they're not paying anybody of significance on the offensive line, right?
No.
No, there's no first-round picks on the offensive line outside of Jordan Morgan. We ain't playing. Think about that. Your left tackle is, what, a seventh-round pick in Rasheed Walker? Come on, man.
And a stud in pass pro.
Not only that, but what about that coaching staff? What about the job they're doing with that coaching staff, coaching these guys up that aren't first-round picks, that aren't top-five picks, that aren't expected to be, you know, starting left tackles for 15 years in the NFL because they got drafted third overall? That's not what they're working with here. They're having to coach them up. They're having to do it the Badger way.
right? Coach them up and get more out of them than people expect. That's what the Packers are doing. That's what makes it so cool. All you people want to call Matt LaFleur, Matt LaFleur, and all this other crap, have at it. Do what you got to do, buddy. Get all mad and up in your feelings about it. All that. Ain't going nowhere.
Did you see
Goody's
the stat?
Goody's not going anywhere. Jordan Love ain't going nowhere. And all they're going to do is win every single year. And once they win one Super Bowl, that'll be as much as your beloved Aaron Rodgers and your beloved Brett Favre. And then nobody will say boo anymore. Go ahead.
Did you see the stat of the oldest player to score a touchdown this year for the Packers?
The oldest player?
Do you have a guess?
I clearly missed that one.
Yeah.
Josh Jacobs?
Josh Jacobs is 26 years old and the oldest player to score a touchdown
for
the Packers.
That was completely a guess, but I just figured he was the oldest one out there that I could think of off the top of my head.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a senior citizen. What are you gonna do?
26.
It's almost time to retire for him off this team. I'll tell you right now, when he gets to be around 30, he won't be here.
No.
He's not. He may not be here in 2 or 3 years, but yeah, he's not going to be here around 30. They move quick, and they replace him with young guys that are inexpensive, and that's why. You can pay all that money to Jordan Love when you're not paying any money to anybody else around him. And like you said, they're doing it in reverse order right now. 30-17, Packers get the victory. Still time for a Nicolay Law fan talking text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. We'll come back. We'll focus on the defensive side of the ball with our defensive play of the game. We'll see what our guy Tommy Wirtz comes up with for that one. Play some defensive highlights, talk about some standout players as well. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Sparky here.
All about that nasty D. They all going down.
Who made the big play on D? It's time for the defensive play of the game. On the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
30-17. That's right. Happy Thanksgiving. It was a beautiful thing tonight at Lambeau Field. Little snow flurries going on. Real field like 15 degrees at kickoff, I believe they said. Man, you can't beat it. That's about as good as it gets for Packer fans there tonight. Everything pretty much went the Packers' way throughout the entire evening. Another clean game for Jordan Love. No turnovers, which is a beautiful thing. Really no close turnovers other than that Wicks drop that Watson had to come back off a deflection to make sure that didn't get caught. And the Dolphins got the benefit of a touchdown off of their own guy of a deflection and getting a touchdown there at the end as well. Broadcasting live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. And Tommy Wirtz over there. It's all powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. All right, Tommy Wirtz, defensive play of the game. What is your choice, sir?
I have to say that I am not ready to fully apologize, but I am officially on apology watch to Mr. Quay Walker. This guy looked lost. Lost the entire year.
2 weeks makes up for everything.
I said apology watch.
Okay.
Yeah. Apology watch. But two games, not just last week, he was the highest graded defender on the team.
He was the highest graded player on the team, I think, last week.
Yes.
I think he was on the team, I think, Charlie said.
And a 93 or 91 elite rating.
Yeah.
And today was no different, not just because he's making plays in the run game, he's breaking up passes, and he had a huge sack on the goal line today on 4th and 1 to cause a turnover on downs, and unfortunately, because there was a holding flag, he didn't get the full recognition he should have got on the broadcast. I'm still playing the highlight here on our broadcast.
4th and goal from the 1.
Number 74. That penalty's declined. Result of the play is turnover on down. First down, Green Bay.
Highlight courtesy NBC. I want to say this. Mason Crosby had a statement saying he wants to see Quay Walker. He is an athletic freak. Send him at the quarterback. See what he can do in there, because the pass coverage, maybe not his thing. The run stuffing, he's not Ray Lewis by any means. But you sent him after the quarterback today. He's gotten pressure up the middle before this year, and that when they needed a big play on fourth down to make sure that Miami couldn't really creep back into the game at that point, Quay Walker came up big. Give him the defensive play of the game.
I'm down with that. I have no problem with that whatsoever. Totally fine with it. There are so many different things that we can talk about defensively here that you yourself cut throughout this game where you're like, okay, man, people are stepping up and making plays. The Quay Walker one was obviously a big one. How about this one here, Kenny Clark?
It's all part of the game. Tua, look out. Brought down as he was trying to escape. Gary was on the inside. Kenny Clark, the one guy Tua said, I need to know where he is every snap tonight. Knew where he was on that one.
That one was a great cutoff.
Say that again? Wait, I want to play. Wait, hold on. Play this again.
It's all part of the game. Tua, look out. Brought down as he was trying to escape. Gary was on the inside. Kenny Clark, the one guy Tua said, I need to know where he is every snap tonight. Knew where he was on that one.
Did he mean he needed to know where Rashawn Gary was or Kenny Clark?
Kenny Clark.
Get out of here. I don't believe you. Stop. Nobody's pointing at it's Kenny Clark. Oh, there's Kenny Clark. Aaron Donald Jr. Nobody does. Just stop.
Is he more important than McKinney?
If you want to tell me about Rashawn Gary, where he's lined up because he's moving up. See, I think he meant Rashawn Gary. I think it came out wrong.
No.
Because Rashawn Gary was the one that moved over to the inside. That's who he did not mean Kenny Clark. There's no way he meant Rashawn Gary.
That was your boy Tarico who said it. Can't be a falsehood.
Everybody misspeaks from time to time. I do it all the time, right? You think with somebody's name, you say the wrong name, whatever the case may be. It happens all the time. No, he misspoke. There's no way they're paying attention to that. How about this dude here?
Third and eight, Odell Beckham Jr. sighting. He's in the game. Tua goes down. He got sacked. Pressure from the blind side. And Agbare. And those edge rushers for Green Bay shut down this drive.
I'm just saying. Preston Smith goes bye-bye. Mosby has a big play. Ngbare has a big play. Cox had a play at the end.
Van Ness.
Van Ness. Yeah, I'm getting the Van Ness sack. But that's the thing I'm saying. Just these young guys, again, right? We talk about how young they are on offense. Now Goody said, you know what? We're going to try our young guys on defense and see if they can get after the quarterback here in the second half.
Second and six. Tyreek taking off, looking for space. To the side, he's covered. He's going to get sacked. Tagovailoa trying to keep it alive, but Lucas Van Ness,
2 weeks in a row. I was concerned early in the week, Tommy Wirtz. I was. I heard Matt LaFleur talk about our guy, Lucas Van Ness. Not really our guy, but I heard him talk about Lucas Van Ness. And he said that Lucas Van Ness was lacking confidence and that he hoped that the sack he got last week was going to help get his confidence back. It wasn't LaFleur, it was Halfley. It was Halfley on Tuesday that said this. And Halfley said he was lacking confidence and he hopes this gets his confidence back, that the coaches have a lot of confidence in Van Ness. I red flagged it right away on the show on Wisconsin Sports Daily. I red flagged it right away. It's like, that's not good. Because if you don't have confidence as a player, you're more apt to struggle and not be as good as you can be. And I don't care what sport it is. I don't care how old you are. That always remains true. So that, to me, was a red flag. Like, oh, man, this is not good. Now he's got to be beaming with confidence.
Oh, yeah, 2 weeks in a row like that.
Right? Got to be feeling yourself a little bit after that.
And he has the high expectations. You drafted him when you had a very bad year. Very high pick for the Green Bay Packers to have in recent memory. They knew he was a project, but they wanted him to come out strong. Last year, pretty underwhelming. Was started off the same this year. If he can get hot down the stretch, it'll be all worth it.
Yeah, I think it's already worth it because you're giving these guys a whole bunch of experience. So regardless of what happens, you're going to know at the end of the year, do I need another one in the draft, right? Or do I like what I have now? Does somebody step up and claim this job? And if nobody takes it, then Goody can go, okay, I'm going to go get me another one or two and see if I can find me one to go opposite Rashawn Gary. Because right now, as we sit, Cornerback is the number one need, in my opinion. I don't know what you think. But right now, going in the draft, it's corner. And right now, looking at mock drafts, there's like three in the first round. That's it. That's all. So that's where I'm looking is corner, as because it's not safety. They're fine at safety. Defensive line, you can always add another big guy. Dude, there's this kid I was watching some film on, because I'm a draft dork, right? There's this defensive lineman for Kentucky. He's like 6'6", 356, 360. A gigantic man. You put him right there in the middle, man. I mean, Slayton's a big guy. This dude's like 6'6", 350, 360. Oh, my God. And he does not look like he's 350 or 360.
I'm taking producer Charlie over him.
Producer Charlie, he would squeeze producer Charlie with one hand, and everything would come out of producer Charlie. You know, 30-17, Packers get the victory here. We'll take a quick timeout. Come back other side. Let's hear from Matt LaFleur. Let's hear from Jordan Love. All coming up next. It is the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studio. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, crazy takes. Hasn't had any crazy takes in the last couple of weeks. Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass. Packers get the win, 30-17. You want to hop aboard? Let's go, let's go. It's the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. 414-677-1250.
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
Who was the most valuable player for Green Bay today?
On three. One, two, three.
Who stood out the most?
Here we go.
It's time to announce the MVP of the game on the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express, with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on The Fan.
All right, here we go. Packers get the win, 30-17. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Tommy Wirtz over there. As we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Plenty of time for you to hop aboard here. Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. MVP of the game before we get to Matt LaFleur and Jordan Love tonight. Tommy Wirtz on this Thanksgiving. Who you got?
All right, let's get crazy. Let's get crazy. We'll tee it up right here. First time I'm going to do it, last time I'm going to do it, by committee. Defensive backs. I don't care who was playing back there. To have Hill and Waddle be pretty much ineffective the first three quarters of the game was absolutely crucial today. Setting you up to take a player, probably know who it's going to be, but it needs to be talked about more. We were very scared with no Jair going into this game. And then right away, one gets hurt on special teams. Stokes and Nixon are going to be the guys on the outside. Defensive backs, MVPs today.
Okay. That's nice. It's nice of you to throw them some love, give them some props. He knows, I know it's not the defensive backs. Obviously, it's the guy that's throwing touchdown passes today.
19 is up. 32 for Green Bay. Fake to Jacobs. It's Reed. First down. Reed, touchdown for the second time on this Thanksgiving night.
He's so good. Tirico is so good. I like courtesy of NBC. And I, if I wasn't giving it to Jordan Love, I said earlier to me it's McDuffie because McDuffie was all over the field. That would have been my guy if we were going somebody on defense. I agree with what you said, though. The corners specifically, forget the safeties, the corners specifically did their job tonight playing that zone. And we talked about it earlier in the week, which is, when you play this zone and your job is to keep people in front of you, Tommy, you cannot miss tackles, right? You have to be a sure tackling football team. And under Jeff Hafley, they have been here recently.
Everything that was a big play for Miami today was over the middle of the field.
Right.
And we've said that that is absolutely something Jeff Hafley is willing to give up. He's willing to give up because he doesn't want a big play over the sidelines. Now, with a team like Miami, they like to go over the middle of the field because they have guys with a lot of speed. But they were able to cover it very well today. And really, until that back end of the third and into the fourth quarter when the game was pretty much out of reach, they were not effective on the outsides today. And I give mad props to the Eric Stokes's and Keyshawn Nixon's of the world today.
Yeah, and obviously they deserve mad props because they really did their job well today. Doesn't get any easier week from tonight. You get the Detroit Lions. That's going to be another big challenge for that secondary and as well as the front seven getting pressure now next week on Jared Goff. But a big, big victory tonight for the Green Bay Packers for sure. Let's hear from the aforementioned Jordan Love, who again tonight, no interceptions, no turnovers, and did his job and looked good doing it. Here's Jordan Love, who got to finally get that turkey leg after the game. No doubt about it. I totally agree. It was very fun to watch a guy like that do his thing tonight. It was really, really fun to watch him do his thing tonight for certain. Now let's hear from our guy, Matt LaFleur, who also talked after the game tonight. And I would have to think here on Thanksgiving night when you win 30-17, that Matt LaFleur himself has to have a pretty big smile on his face. I wonder what that's like during the course of the day on Thanksgiving, right? Because I would think you're home early, right? I mean, you're with your family. You're not on the road. Like, you're not stuck in a hotel like the Lions were. So do you get the Thanksgiving meal and all that with your family before you head over to the stadium? You have something to eat around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and then head over to the stadium around 2, 3 o'clock, something in that area?
I would say most of them are going tomorrow.
Going where?
Doing Thanksgiving tomorrow.
Why? You were at home today. Why wouldn't you do it today at like 11 o'clock?
How early do you think they got to get there? They got to get there hours before the game, and you might as well just relax, keep it easy.
I mean, my God, how long do you need to be there for?
If you were the Lions today.
You want the Packers at Lambeau at 11 a.m. for a 7:30 start? What the hell are they going to do for 8 hours?
Some people are getting there that early.
No, that's crazy. No. Maybe some guys get there 8 hours early. I don't see any reason for that. Like, it's a 7:30 start. If you're there at like 3:30, that is 4 hours. Again, you're not doing something for 4 hours. I find it, I've never asked. We should ask Crosby. I should ask Crosby tomorrow. Be like, okay, on a night game, what time is everybody expected there?
Well, he played the last Lambeau home game on Thanksgiving. He played in the game.
Okay, fine. Well, whatever it is, any night game, I don't care if it's Thanksgiving or Sunday night game or Thursday night game, whatever. Just on a night game, how early are you expected to be there? Now, maybe it's different for kickers versus position other positions. I don't know. But that would be a question that why would I need to be there for freaking 8 hours? There is no way I'm sitting there for 8 hours.
I think most just want to enjoy that Thanksgiving family time,
I'm having Thanksgiving with my family and all that, like 11 a.m., 11:30. When I'm done, then I'll head over to the stadium, do my thing. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe they all just, their family eats and they just sit there and watch them eat and don't eat anything. I mean, I don't know. You're saying they don't even do anything. They just act like it's not Thanksgiving. Oh, don't worry, Johnny. It's not Thanksgiving today. It's actually tomorrow, honey. Don't worry. I know I'm here and we could be eating, but I don't want to jinx the game tonight, so I'm not going to eat. That's crazy. All right, here's Matt LaFleur. You know, Devontae Wyatt did it later in the game, and you want to know what happened? He got pulled immediately. Come back here to the sidelines. Not dealing with this. Devontae Wyatt, who prior to the injury was the guy in that front seven, has not been the guy since he's come back from injury at this point, Tommy.
No, he has not been the standout. But I do think that that is also a product of other guys stepping up. I mean, Devontae Wyatt was the only guy for 4 or 5 weeks in the season.
Correct.
It was no Kenny Clark. There was no Gary. There was no Van Ness, Enoch Barry, Brenton Cox, whoever
it was. They were all out there, not Cox. But the rest of them were all out there just not doing anything.
There was nothing. So I do think that Devontae Wyatt is suffering because the other people were just, there was no ceiling. It felt like there was no one rising to the top. So yes, he's not been the game wrecker that he was the first 4 weeks, or at least prominent player. I don't think it's all his fault.
Packers win 30-17. It's Green Bay Football Postgame Show driven by Young Express as we broadcast live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Let me tell you more about Young Express. They are looking for full-time independent contractors that want to drive locally within 250 miles of Milwaukee. And you're driving for a living. That's your career. You drive. You have anybody breathing down your neck in a cubicle. You got nobody yelling at you like I yell at the producers. You got none of that. You get to have peace and quiet. Turn on the fan, listen to sports talk radio all day, and just drive from point A to point B. And your dispatch team, very critical. 24/7 dispatch team at Young Express. Over 700 direct customers. Why is this a big deal? Because if you're not moving to go get freight or drop off freight, you're not making any money. If you're sitting there waiting for somebody to get back to you, you're making no money. So that's why that dispatch team is very important, because if they're very good and can keep you moving, the more money you can make. Great job for retirees looking for a second career and want flexibility. Perfect for you. Join the Young Express team today. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's youngexpress.com. Young Express, success drives them. All right. At the end of the game on Thanksgiving, they always do the turkey, right? Back in the day, it was Madden. John Madden and the cool Madden patches. By the way, if you're listening and you're streaming us on the Odyssey app right now, and you were at Lambeau Field tonight for the game, our guy Tommy Wirtz really wants a jersey with a Madden patch on it. And we'd like to know whether or not if they're selling those bad boys in the pro shop or not. So if you could help, Nicolay Law Fan Talk and Text Line, 414-677-1250, 414-677-1250. What's your Twitter account if they want to tweet at you?
At Tommy WSSP.
Real nice and easy. At Tommy WSSP. And he would just like to know if they're selling them.
He's not asking
for you to buy them. He just like to know.
I did look to see. I thought the headset was a turkey leg.
Yeah.
It kind of looked like it. It's not. But it's still cool.
Heck yeah. Madden patch is cool no matter what.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd want one. I would be very specific what player I would want. But yeah, sure. I would want one too. All right. So tonight, after Jordan Love got screwed last year and didn't get it, tonight they had Leroy Butler there, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, the Packer Hall of Famer, the Super Bowl champion. He was there, and he was helping to cook it all the food up, right? Leroy Butler's mac and cheese. I've had that many times in my life. It's delicious. The greens, the yams, the turkey. Leroy was all over it. You kept seeing him on TV while he was cooking. Did the little fake Lambeau leap with Melissa Stark before the game, the whole deal. Just awesome stuff. Love seeing Leroy doing big things, and he always is doing something big. Here is Leroy Butler after the game with Melissa Stark on NBC. You had Josh Jacobs. You had Jordan Love. Who else did you have over there besides those two?
McDuffie.
McDuffie was over there,
I think Christian Watson's in the background, but McDuffie also gets interviewed.
Right, so it's those three that get interviewed. So it's Love, Jacobs, and McDuffie, I believe. And then, of course, Leroy, Melissa Stark. I don't know if I'll play all of it, but we'll play the first couple of minutes of it. Check it out. It must be nice. There you go. That's some of it. It must be nice to be Josh Jacobs to play for a team that has a really good coaching staff, that is a really good game designer and play caller, and Matt LaFleur. I mean, you want to talk about a night and day difference from what he was being dealt with, what he had to deal with the Raiders. Do you remember who his coach was with the Raiders?
Gruden for a year, maybe.
Try again. Belichick, disciple.
Oh, McDaniels. Or McDaniel.
Awful. Awful. Can't stand that guy. It's brutal.
He's a great head coach, bag finesser.
Horrible. Okay. So he had to go through that. He wrecked the chemistry. He ruined the locker room. He did all of that in a very quick amount of time in a couple of years. Destroyed that team. Destroyed it. So, now you come here with a guy that everybody wants to play for, that they like playing for in LaFleur. And you come here where they're like, you know what, dude? We're going to throw you the ball. And we're going to actually, you're going to get to run passing routes, the whole deal. Yeah, it's going to be something different for you, I know, but hey, we're in the NFL. We play real offense here in Green Bay. How excited is that dude to be here right now? They show the graphic and they keep showing it on TV about, you know, Derrick Henry and Saquon Barkley and Josh Jacobs and the return of the running back and how important they are to teams. It's great. I love it. I'm a big fan. I'd much rather watch the type of offense we're having here than just winging it 50 times a game and throwing nonstop. Just like I'd rather watch the offense that I used to watch in the NBA versus shooting 53s every night. I'd rather watch that too. Not going to get to see that anymore, but same thing. Old guys liking old stuff. And this year, what we're seeing now is a little bit more old school with how some of these teams are playing.
I can't agree with you more, Spark. They run the ball. They run the damn ball. And it's awesome to watch every time. Josh Jacobs, I argued this week on the Mason Crosby show, think he's maybe more valuable than the Xavier McKinney signing.
No. I disagree.
Well,
what did Mason Crosby and Mitch Nellis say?
Mitch was more on your extreme shoot down, not there. Mason heard it out. He says he leans McKinney, but he heard it out. The offense is completely different with him. It's completely different.
But wait a second. One second. Just hold on. Is the gap bigger between Josh Jacobs and Wilson? Or is the gap bigger between McKinney and whoever is behind him?
The gap is not player to player. The offense has a legitimate safety net that is available every single week, and a guy that they can pound the ball with, doesn't have to do finesse runs. They can go in when it's third and two, or you're on the goal line, you need a guy to pound the ball in there. Josh Jacobs can go out and catch passes if he needs to. I think that Jordan Love's stats might look a little better if Aaron Jones is on this team, but I do not think this offense is the same offense at all, and I like this offense better, and you just said you like this offense better.
I do like this offense better, but the gap between Aaron Jones and Josh Jacobs isn't sizable. He's better for this offense because they're playing it a little bit different than they did with Aaron Jones.
9-3 with this team?
I don't know if Aaron Jones plays all 12 games because I don't think Aaron Jones could take the beating. They're really working Josh Jacobs. They are really they're working him like I wanted them to work Aaron Jones, and they rarely ever did. So I don't know if he could take the beating, first of all. Second of all, the gap between Jacobs and Jones isn't as big necessarily as the gap between whoever was playing safety last year and Xavier McKinney this year. That's another gigantic gap. That's why I'm just saying, to me, it's huge. I think regardless of what you wanted to put back there, if it was Wilson back there, if it was Brooks back there, if it was Marshawn Lloyd back there, the running game is going to be pretty good, right? May not be as good as it is with Jacobs, but it'd be pretty decent. If Xavier McKinney goes down or something happens to him, they're in a lot of trouble because they got nothing behind them, right? You're going to talk about playing another rookie. Oladapo's going to have to go out there and play probably or something like that. And you're going to have mistakes. You're going to have all of that. That's why, to me, and I, again, this is just opinion, right? I mean, everybody.
Both are great. Both are great.
You can agree with Tom. You can agree with me. It doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But for me, that's why that McKinney deal is such a big deal. And if you take McKinney's 7 interceptions or whatever it is off the field, who else has got the ball this year in interceptions? Who else is getting the ball? Right. That's to me, that's the big thing, too. He gets interceptions. Great. Who else on the secondary gets interceptions? Nobody. That's a problem. Again, he goes away, you're screwed. If Jacobs goes away for 4 weeks, do they still win games? Do they still have probably a decent, pretty decent running game? Yes. Now, would LaFleur be as reliant and trustworthy to continue to give that guy 20 to 25 touches? If it's Wilson, if it's Brooks, if it's Lloyd, I don't know. Maybe he'd bail and not have as much confidence in those guys as they do with Josh Jacobs. But if he did have that much confidence in those guys, I'm pretty sure Wilson would still put up decent numbers. And I know you like Wilson.
I love Wilson.
I like Will. I don't love him. I like him. You love him.
I love him.
But I think he'd be fine. I don't think they would suck. I don't think the running game would be completely shut down and they'd be screwed. If McKinney got hurt or something happened to him, they're screwed.
Screwed's strong. I think they'd move Williams over and they'd figure it out from there.
But you still got to replace Williams.
I get it. That's why they drafted Bullard.
Still a problem. But you haven't used Bullard in that role, have you?
And he struggled the game that they had.
You've brought Bullard up and you've played him in the slot. And he's been pretty good in that area for the most part.
Hey,
but
I'm not saying McKinney stinks.
But you've got to put him back at safety, that's going to be a problem.
I think that Josh Jacobs, and I'm telling you, if you're the one who's saying that you're a bigger fan of this offense, you are not seeing this offense with Aaron Jones. And you know Josh Jacobs can put games away. He is a part of teams that are winning games from beginning to end with no worry. We are not used to that, accustomed to that as Packer fans. Malik Willis comes in for 2 weeks. Josh Jacobs is heavily relied on in those games. I know Malik Willis has gotten a lot of love for saving the season. Josh Jacobs, put him right there too, because he has put in and put out every single week.
And there should be a lot of credit also, if we're throwing around credit here. Packers get the win 30-17. It's Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express. Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, along with our guy, Tommy Wirtz, other side of the glass, producing the show here on The Fan. Offensive line, I just feel like they deserve way more credit than anybody's given them. Like, has anybody written a piece about this offensive line this year in depth? I mean, we're writing pieces on Josh Jacobs. We're writing pieces on Xavier McKinney. Pieces are being written on different people. Tucker Kraft, I think, has had a piece or two written on him. Have we really talked about this offensive line? Not only run blocking, but pass blocking and stuff like that. Like, they really, as I talked about earlier, based on where they were drafted and all of that stuff, they really are playing at a super high level. And I'm not going to say overachieving, because in the second half of last year, they started to play like this. And there's no wood to knock on, but they've been healthy this year. That's the other thing that's a big factor in this. They've been healthy.
We had Darren College on the Mason Crosby show this week, and he had talked about the importance of building a chemistry with a healthy offensive line and how important that is for success with a football team that wants to go far in the playoffs. They have not had any injury problems, like you said, knock on wood. I have a wood countertop back here. I can do that. Right now, this offensive line is virtually nails when it's pass pro. Doesn't matter. Jordan Love has been, I know he got hurt week one and he missed games because of it, but he does not get sacked. And it's not because he's throwing the ball away. He's actually probably throwing the ball downfield too much. He's still trying to make plays out of it. This offensive line has been great in pass pro, and Josh Jacobs has obviously had the success because he's got great guys in front of him too. So I completely agree with you, Spark. I think that right now they need to get more love on top of that as well.
You know, and the other thing too about this, and I'm curious to see what's going to happen this offseason, because we've seen two guys come off this coaching staff, offensive side of the coaching staff for LaFleur, and they've both stunk, right? Getsy? Horrible. Hackett, horrible. Now I want to see what happens with Stenovich, because there's been a lot of love given to Stenovich. I believe LaFleur called him a genius this week at one point.
He shouted him out in his presser today, too.
Yes. So, if Stenovich leaves and he goes somewhere else, is he going to fall on his face, too? Because I'll tell you right now, folks, if he goes somewhere and he stinks like the other two, they're going to stop hiring people on LaFleur's staff. It's going to be all done, because they're going to realize LaFleur's the genius. He talks these guys all up. He tries to get them jobs. They stink after they leave him. We're done. Like, you could tell me whatever you want about your coordinators and your position coaches. We're done listening to you, Matt. We're done. They're great for you, right? But you can keep them because you're the genius, regardless if you want to talk about it or not, and we're good. Stenovich, I'm guessing, will get a job because LaFleur's campaigning for him already. And if he does, that's fine. I don't know who the next guy is. Do they bring back Getsy and put him back in as offensive coordinator? Do they bring back Hackett? Because he's toast. I don't know what he'll do necessarily going forward, but I think Stenovich probably is gone after this year.
Yeah, I could see that. Whoever drew up the motion inside zone trap run play should get a job for life, because that play works every time. If that's LaFleur, if that's Stenovich, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. When they have that like orbit motion back there, and then it's a counter that Jacobs gets.
Jacobs ran it well the first play against the Niners last week.
It's literally a guaranteed 7 yards every time. It's beautifully blocked. The Packers know how to do that one. That play alone should get someone a job, because it's guaranteed to work.
Yeah, I totally agree. Packers win 30-17 tomorrow morning. Well, I guess it's this morning because we're past midnight now. 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. Andy Herman Show. Not the Andy Herman Show. Why didn't we call it the Andy Herman Show? Pack-A-Day radio show with Andy Herman from 8 to 9. We really could have just called it the Andy Herman Show.
It's tough to find sometimes because everyone's looking up Pack-A-Day. And
Yeah.
Same fine. Thing.
Pack-A-Day radio show. Andy Herman's your host, just like he is on all the podcasts. He is on from 8 till 9 o'clock. You got some dude on from England tomorrow?
Yes, Mark
Acres.
Acres.
Yeah.
There
8:20
you go.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
First guest on that show from England. So he'll be on tomorrow morning at 8:20 a.m. Then 9 to 11, Mason Crosby working. Mitch Nellis, Thunder, working. And that guy over there, Tommy Wirtz, will turn this bad boy right around and be right back in here in the morning producing both of those shows. Then Jim Rome, I doubt he's working. I'm sure somebody's filling in for him. And then 2 to 5, I'm back on the air. Charlie Usen will be in here, probably not wearing his bear stuff, probably still mad and depressed.
Ugh.
But he'll be in here 2 to 5, and we'll make fun of him a little bit. We'll talk about a Packers victory over the Dolphins. Wes Hodkiewicz from Packers.com, he was on with Andy Herman a couple weeks ago. I haven't had him on this station myself personally in probably like a decade, so I can't wait for this one. He's on tomorrow at 2:40, and then at 3:20 tomorrow, another one of my favorites, Brian Baldinger. You see him on NFL Network. You see him all over the place. He is also our Odyssey NFL insider. He joins us at 3:20 tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be a great day here on The Fan, talking Packers winning over the Miami Dolphins, and then a fun weekend ahead. We're right back at it next week. 18th annual Fan and Kiss FM Toy Drive, Blaine's Farm and Fleet in Oak Creek. I'll be doing all of my shows, Wisconsin Sports Daily Show, served up by Wendy's all week long from 2 to 5 there inside the Bear Sunroom that is provided. We'll be collecting toys and cash donations all week from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. each and every day. Going to have a food truck out there from King's Catering in Oak Creek as well from about 4 to 6 p.m. Throughout the week, too. All proceeds, all the food that you buy and all that money is going to go straight to the toy drive for Children's Wisconsin and Robin's Nest as well. It's going to be a fabulous week. It's my favorite week of the year. You can donate online right now if you'd like to. All you have to do is simply go to thefanmilwaukee.com. One other note before we get out of here, we do have college football on The Fan Saturday morning. We have Wisconsin Sports Weekend with Tommy Wirtz, Charlie Usen. They'll be on from 9 until 10:30. And then it's Michigan and Ohio State. That rivalry continues. And we'll have that game here on The Fan. Broadcast time 10:30. Kickoff right after 11 o'clock on Saturday morning here on The Fan. I think that's it. I think we're done. Are we good being done?
Great show.
I think it was fun. Yeah. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for everybody for listening. If you're listening to this on a podcast, thanks for tuning in on the podcast as well. Tell your friends, tell your family. The Fan is back, more local than ever. Well, more local than we've been in the last couple of years, that's for sure. We'll continue to add to this bad boy here going in the future. Promise. We'll see. We'll see how much, how quick, but we'll continue to add to it. Over there, Tommy Wirtz. Right here, Steve Sparky Piper. Packers win 30-17. It's been the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express. Live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Enjoy the rest of your day. Have a good one. Toodles!
Broadcasting live from the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It's the Green Bay Football Postgame Show, driven by Young Express on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan.